Welcome to episode number 100. We open up the mailbag, which is deep with questions and topics. We play our first ever voicemail and a whole lot more on the century mark of Locked On Cubs.
Locked On Cubs, your daily Chicago Cubs podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into Locked On Cubs. Alongside Sam Olber, I'm Matt Cozy. Pleased to be with you for a Monday episode, and thanks for making us your first listen every day. Sam and I are lifelong fans, taking our passion into a discussion with you on all things Cubs. And it's a very special episode, as we're pretty much just talking with you, the listener, as it is episode number 100 for myself and Sam since we took over the show on July 5th. So it's been a little over 4 months. We've hit the century mark. It's been a whole lot of fun. We're going to reflect as the night moves along. And thank you again, whenever and wherever you may be listening. Hopefully everybody had a good weekend. Sam, how was your weekend? And excited to get into it with you.
Monday milestone. Episode right. Number 100, and I publicly on air have a gift for episode 100 for you. It is not something material. It's not something you could touch. It's not something you could feel.
Really?
But I and my college football team has awarded your college football team a free ticket to the Big Ten championship because my team completely collapsed. So that is my gift for you. Congratulations, Matthew Cozy, on 100 great episodes of Locked On Cubs. And thanks, by the way, for wearing the sweatshirt to rub it in my face.
Yes, a nightmarish season for the Illini and a actually pretty impressive turnaround for the Hawkeyes as they have won several games in a row now, control their own destiny, and are one win away from going back to Indianapolis, which I do admit they will be a national laughingstock once again when they get blown out by Ohio State or Michigan. But very cool nonetheless. I'm rooting for Kirk Ferentz. I love Kirk. Yeah. And maybe I could do a guest spot on Locked On Hawkeyes pretty soon, whether it's football or basketball talk. But today is all Cubs talk, and I have really enjoyed doing this program. I'm not going to speak for Sam, but, you know, chemistry cannot be purchased. And as I make the rounds here with guest speaking in many classes, I did more of those on Friday. I love telling our story. I love telling, explaining my journey and, what a ride it's been so far, and there's a lot more ahead.
Yeah, and I can speak for Sam and tell you that I love doing the show too. So, awesome stuff. Let's we don't have a show without the listeners, so let's get to some listener stuff.
That's exactly what we're gonna do today as we open up the mailbag, and it was ripe with questions, and I copied them all over, and we're gonna get into it. So first, Sam, we have Steve in Dorsey, Illinois.
Never and I heard of Dorsey.
I communicated with Steve tonight, Sunday night. We're recording here. He said Dorsey is about 15 miles from St. Louis. Whoa. For years now, he's been a diehard Cubs fan that close to the STL.
Shout out, Steve.
Yeah, shout out to him, and hopefully you survive. He says, what if a Ahmed Rosario-Shane Bieber combo trade were to happen? Would that be a good enough shortstop in Rosario to move Horner over to second? Then you add Abreu and either Kiermaier or Bellinger. That'd be a pretty sweet offseason, in my opinion. Thoughts? Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, I haven't heard that. That's a really interesting question or comment, right? Because Bieber would constitute as a fairly elite guy, but Rosario would constitute as a downgrade from the couple, from the guys we're rumored in. I would still say that that's not good enough, because I think Bieber's best days are behind him. And I didn't like that. I didn't like in the postseason that he couldn't pitch on short rest. And Francona just said that that's not possible. That's not something that's in the cards.
Right.
So, you know, if you were to do a deal like that, you're probably giving up one of your top three or four prospects in that deal. I would more prefer the route of, you know, signing a pitcher, signing one of the main shortstops, and then, you know, going from there. But it's an interesting thought. I would label that as not a bad consolation if that's where we get to.
Yeah, I think it's a great thought. If the two major league players back would definitely be at least a 4-for-2 deal or a 5-for-2 deal, maybe even a major league player from the Cubs going back to Cleveland. The thing about that deal is, you know, why would Cleveland trade those two players despite them entering free agency soon? Is that the only reason why? Because the Guardians were a good team this past year.
They just keep trying to reload. They're like Tampa.
So they're just trying to reload because I would guess they would want to contend. They would be a favorite in the AL Central in 2023. Right. They made hay with the Lindor trade. Maybe they're just trying to, again, reload again with Rosario now, who was the main return from the Mets once upon a time. And I've heard murmurs of Bieber possibly not being on the market. We haven't heard officially from any of the national guys or locally there in Cleveland or here in Chicago, but definitely an interesting pairing there and something we'll keep an eye on.
Can I just say something, and I don't have anything more to add, just real on the side. There was a Bleacher Nation tweet this weekend that said the Cubs have interest in Taijuan Walker and
The Chris Athletic Bassett. Reported it. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you kidding? Enough of these mid-level pitch to contact guys. I'm trying not to overreact to every rumor, but if that's what happens, you know, you might have to find some new hoe.
Well, yeah, Sahadev Sharma and Patrick Mooney again listing names. He says, Taijuan Walker and Chris Bassett. And Chris Bassett's going to be 34 on opening day, declined the qualifying offer. Why would he be a Cubs target?
Diet soda.
Oh, yeah, maybe even Coke Zero.
No, diet soda. That's a classic move. Hey, we didn't get what we told you we were going to get, but here, guys, we're trying. We got Chris Bassett. No.
I love it. This comes from Luco in Fort Hood, Texas. We got some Texas listeners.
Yeah, we do.
Why is Patrick Wisdom such a forgotten part of this roster, playing solid defense, even being shifting off third with more space to cover when Nico shift towards shallow second, and even playing first base some parts of the end of last season? So Sam, Wisdom is a forgotten part.
Yeah, I don't think he is, respectfully. Yeah. I think his defense really regressed as the season went on. Through the first month and a half, I was beating down the drum. Hey, this guy's a solid above average third baseman. As the year went on, there were more errors, more throwing issues. You combine that with an OBP under 300 and by far the highest strikeout rate, you know, one of the highest strikeout rates among anybody in baseball, and you kind of just have a guy, and I treat him as a guy. I don't think I don't think that makes him forgotten. I just think he's kind of a guy. He could be an important guy. He may not be, but I don't think he's forgotten. He didn't play well enough to get any more respect than that, especially down the stretch defensively.
Yeah, I don't think you could call a player that's hit 20 home runs forgotten. You know, I think the Cubs know what
that's
they
the
have.
Only that's the only reason we he's on the team.
Yeah, I think they know what they have in Wisdom. I obviously he has his limitations, but as of right now, he's the opening day third baseman in my mind. You know, hitting the lower third of the order, and we'll see what happens with that.
Right.
Okay, and the last one here before we get to the other side with a voicemail. This is Bryce in Iowa, his first time contacting the show. Just kidding. We love Bryce. Here's one more 0 to 100 opening day edition question for you guys. 0 to 100, Marcus Stroman takes the mound at Wrigley Field on March 30th against a certain team from the North on opening day?
Yeah, great question.
And great phrasing, by the way.
I'll say, even if they were to sign like a Senga, I still think Stroman would get the nod over him. The question is does Ross go with like the nostalgia aspect to just start Hendricks opening day just because? And he historically, he's thrown well on opening day. You know, he pitched well against the Brewers last year. That COVID year, he had a complete game. So I'll say probably like 45%.
Yeah, so right now, Marcus Stroman has the largest – had the best season in 22, and he has the largest resume of any player that pitched well in 22. So,
right, but
he's a returning player.
Yeah, it's going to be him or Hendricks, I think, unless they get like DeGrom.
I think it's a high percentage. I'm going to say 70.
I'm going to say 45.
70%, right.
I'm going to say 45.
Right there. All right, so coming up next, we're going to answer more mailbag questions, but before that, we're going to play our first voicemail ever. That's going to be a lot of fun, and then we'll respond to that. And stay with us. Today's episode is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline.net is your number one source for sports betting info, stats, news, and analysis. Get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there, from football to basketball to soccer and esports. They've got it all at betonline.net. They're always the fastest and easiest way to get your betting fix. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts. Welcome back into Locked On Cubs. Thanks for making us your first listen every day. The Jets are a 4-point favorite over the Bears next weekend already. According to BetOnline, we could maybe get into some Bears talk. Week moves along, and you could listen to Lauren Cox on Locked On Bears.
Listen to Lauren. Listen to Lauren.
Anytime. He does a great job as a solo host. Yeah.
Listen to Lauren, not me, please.
All right, Sam, here's our first voicemail. Ready?
Couldn't be more ready.
Fire away.
Matt, Sam, this is Jason Kereswitz speaking. I'm calling from Wheaton, Illinois. I think that if the Cubs are going to be signing a first baseman or center fielder, I think the best center fielder should be Xander Bogaerts for the Cubs. And as far as first base, I think I would go with Jose Abreu as opposed to Cody Bellinger. I think that if the Cubs don't get Jose Abreu, the Cubs would probably look back on that deal they should have made, whereas Jose Abreu has been a rather Cub killer at Wrigley Field when they played the Crosstown Classic. So, in my opinion, I think Jose Abreu and Xander Bogaerts are probably the best candidates for the Cubs for 2023. Just thought I'd drop you that line. Okay, have yourselves a great night. Take care. Bye-bye.
That is Jason from Wheaton, and pleasure to have him on the show. He's the first voicemail, as now I know how to produce the voicemails from Google Voice to the show, and so that's an option for people moving forward as well, 312-834-4634. So the question, Sam, was about...
Was it a question?
Oh, it was a hot take.
Yeah, he said, I think he meant shortstop and first base. He thinks Bogaerts and Abreu would be the two best options there. I think I agree on Abreu, and we know what I feel about. I think Correa is a better option than Bogaerts. Why? He's younger. He's more versatile defensively. He's less reliant on average and more of a total hitter with walks and power. But to each his own opinion, I respect that. I would go Correa shortstop. I'm in the minority of giving Bellinger a chance in center field, Abreu at first, plus a pitcher. I feel like a broken record. Those are the moves that have to be done. Anything less, I will come on here. I have defended Jed Hoyer. I have not bashed Tom Ricketts. Anything less than shortstop, center field, first base, and a pitcher. I really don't need the first baseman. That's more of a bonus. Good starting pitcher, solid defensive center fielder, and one of those shortstops. Or I'm coming in out here, and I'm going to be upset.
Well, we're going to talk about it this week, but there's early indications are that there's a ton of teams competing for these players this year.
I don't care.
And so that's going to be really unique as we navigate the offseason here. And thank you for the voicemail. And that was pretty cool. And so we'll have to keep our eye on that. All right, so get your seatbelt on here from Jim in Northern Michigan. Ready?
Yeah.
Matt and Sam, .. Is Sam getting too edgy? No. Jed needs to pull the trigger and bring back the black gold Texas or Chicago tea bubbling up ASAP. Don't leave the fans stranded like the skipper and Gilligan when there's Mr. Howell money to be spent. We don't need the Brady Bunch for a roster again this year. What I'm saying is don't make the Boog and Jim and all the rest announcers for a bunch of reruns and waste the young talent who could learn to be winners. Oh, and someday can we hear your take on the success or failure of that network we can't get here in Northern Michigan? Keep pushing and shouting out for us hardcore fans. That's Jim.
Wow.
Yeah.
What, do you think that last part was sarcastic because we talk about Marquee so much?
You know, maybe he has missed our episodes. Okay. It didn't strike me as sarcasm.
Because we had a couple listeners that were like, all you guys do is talk about Marquee.
Yeah, no, it didn't strike me as it, but that's fine if it is.
Yeah, of course. No, it's a great message.
Some great references, right?
No, it's really good. Man, some of these people should be doing the show instead of me.
I know. Well, we're going to have to in a couple months.
No, I'm not being too edgy.
Like, no, you're not.
I don't understand. Like,
and by the way, who says the Cubs don't want Bellinger? Are there people saying that?
Yeah, I've had a couple of people actually threaten me.
Oh, that's a shame. Go ahead.
No, Matt. I mean, look. You and I have been talking way before we had the show. I've been consistent. Love the whole thing. Love the rebuild, whatever. Give him that half year plus another year. Now it's time. It's not time to win 95 games. It's not time to win a World Series.
Right.
But it is time to put a nice competitive product out there because the assets are there. And oh, by the way, you've told us the assets are there. You know how I feel about transparency or lack thereof.
Yeah.
And so I am. I do not think I'm being too edgy. I want players. I want something to look forward to. And I have told everybody that listens that's going to happen. I've stuck my neck out for this team. And I don't want to come back here after if Correa signs with the Giants and look a moron.
Right. Well, and, you know, I don't want to get in that headspace. I want to be always positive.
Yeah, all right.
You know, for the most part. All right, so we have three more of these. So I think this is going to take us through the episode. We're going to get into free agent chatter, I think, as the week moves along.
No, look, I'll do a quick 10-second recap.
Please
We're involved with every single free agent in the world, and we have absolutely no idea which ones we're going to get. We may sign 50 guys. We may sign zero. I have no idea. I saw a clip the other day that we're on the short list for DeGrom. I feel like it's like Christmas and Santa Claus. I got no idea who we're going to get. I just hope that I continue to say Correa, and we're in this limbo, and it's going to be a long month or two for me. So I got to calm down, take a Valium, and answer some fan questions.
Very nice. Okay, let's
there's your recap.
Let's do a few more. Thank you. You're really good at that. We're going to do three more on the other side, and we're looking forward to it coming up next. Today's episode is also brought to you by Simply Safe. Did you know that over the holidays, property crimes like burglaries and package thefts spike nationally? That's why our friends at Simply Safe Home Security are offering 50% off their award-winning security system so that more families can feel safe and secure this holiday season. Order your Simply Safe system for half off today and enjoy advanced security and greater peace of mind this holiday season. Simply Safe is the whole home security with advanced sensors for every room, window, and door, HD security cameras for inside and out, smarter ways to detect motion that alert you only when a threat is real, and even hazard sensors that detect fires, floods, and other threats to your home. Don't miss your chance to save big on the only security system Locked On recommends. Get 50% off any new Simply Safe system at simplysafe.com/lockedonMLB. This is their biggest discount of the year, so don't wait. That's simplysafe.com/lockedonMLB. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Welcome back to Locked On Cubs. Thanks for making us your first listen every day as we roll on with the mailbag here on our 100th episode.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Really cool.
My goal for us is 1,000.
Great. This comes from EJ in
Maybe
Iowa.
Five.
EJ in Iowa, go Hawkeyes, by the way. He says, I think it's evident from the media and attitude that Ian Happ wants to be a Cub for life, maybe even more than Contreras did. Mm-hmm. What would it take for next year for you to see the Cubs pursue a 5+ year extension for Happ? Additionally, do you think the wealth of capable outfielders in the upper minors is better used as trade chips or as replacements? Personally, I don't see Canario or Davis being better than Happ in left or at the plate, and Seiya is under contract, and it would be hard for me to imagine him getting pushed out or somewhere else. That leaves center field, but we know both of them are really corner outfielders, them being Canario or Davis. Right. So a few different thoughts on the outfield situation there from EJ. First, with the Happ extension, you know, my thing on Happ, EJ, is I get it. He loves Chicago. I don't think he's performing, you know, when he does his videos, when he does his pod, when he says he loves the fans. However, he just saw all his friends leave. It wasn't exactly on the best of terms. Then he saw this Contreras situation and all the farewells. Is this a player that at least wants to test the market? I'm inclined to believe that he does. Now, if the Cubs want to pursue an extension this offseason, fine. But the only thing is, Happ has really been this level of good only just this 1 year. So you might see the Cubs be patient there. If it's a price that they like, okay, then he'll get an extension. However, I think we're going to see the string play out. In terms of the outfield situation, that's true. Neither of those prospects may be center fielders, so then the squeeze becomes evident, and I think we could see a Canario, PCA, Suzuki outfield or something along those lines, because one of these prospects should be traded for value.
Yeah, so I think there's two scenarios with Happ. Either the five-year – the deal that listener is talking about.
EJ,
that gets done this offseason, because if it doesn't get done this offseason and Happ performs well, he's going to go to a different team and sign a much bigger deal than the Cubs are willing to give him.
Right.
Or this is the option I hope that does not happen, they don't sign him to an extension. Canario and or Davis struggle, and Happ has a very average year, and the Cubs and then agree to a free agent deal. I don't see no deal in offseason. Happ has another solid year as a starter and then comes back on a five-year deal. That just seems unlikely to me. As part of the second question goes, try not to worry about the positions with these guys. It's still early. Usually it works itself out. You like to think that one of Canario and Davis will be at the big league team, but maybe they headline a Shohei Ohtani deal. I don't know. All I know is until they get to the big leagues and we are competing for division titles and postseason appearances, I just look at them as assets. I don't look at them as this guy has to replace this guy in the outfield and this guy's going to hit. This guy's going to do this. I just look at them as they are assets. They help our organization. Having them means we're either going to have a very good player or we're going to get a very good player. So I would say don't worry about that as it goes to Happ. Those questions will be answered by performance this season by all three parties.
Adam in Ohio.
OH.
If you would consider Abreu as a serious option for the Cubs on a short-term deal, would you also consider Justin Turner if the Dodgers decline an option on him around the same length of deal. And since Adam wrote us, the Dodgers did decline the option. And I think 2 years max for a player like Justin Turner in his late 30s, and maybe he is an option at third for the Cubs.
Great thought.
I think it is a good thought because it would be a one-year thing.
Yeah, it is. It is a really good thought. I don't. Something happened to him late in the year. I don't know if it was a diagnosed injury, but he was not the same guy the last 2-3 weeks and in the postseason. I am going to give him because other. You know, I think he ended up hitting what? Let me. I think he. What did he hit? Like 278. Okay. So you know, 2 WAR player. It's a good thought. Yeah, I would consider that. Yes.
I would consider it too, but I would rather go for potentially one of the candidates out there that were just non-tendered on Friday that we'll talk about as the week rolls along. Maybe a Jamer Candelario or a Brian Anderson.
Well, I would rather have Turner than those two guys.
Really? All right. Well, they'll have to get into some debate here, like first take as the week moves along.
You'd rather have Brian Anderson than Justin Turner for 2 years?
Potentially.
What am I? Did I miss something or did Brian Anderson turn into Mike Schmidt?
No, he had one good year in 2018, I believe.
Yeah, well, it's not 2018.
So thanks, Adam. This guy
batted 222 this year.
Thanks, Adam, for your
question. I don't want this guy on our team.
And Turner might be a viable option for
this
the Chicago National.
Thanks. Brian Anderson?
All right.
I'd rather have the Brewers play by play Brian Anderson. NBA on TNT, Brian Anderson.
All right.
NCAA tournament announcer, Brian Anderson.
Fantastic.
I'm starting to get nasally.
And finally, this comes from Nate in Rockford.
What a name Nate is, huh?
Man, assuming like the name. Cubs sign at least one starting pitcher and only need one of these guys to start, who would you prefer to fill the fifth spot in the rotation between Samson, Wisniewski, and Thompson? Wow, what a great write-up from Nate.
I expect nothing less.
I think to start the season, it's got to be Samson,
Nate.
Samson, comma, Cubs pitcher of the year, comma, is a great option to lead off 2023.
If Wisniewski has a strong spring, maybe he deserves the shot because you know what you're going to get from Samson. It's definitely not Thompson.
No.
To me, it's Samson or Wisniewski. I would be good either way, but spring would be a big it'd be dependent on that.
Yeah, do you save some of Wisniewski's gas tank and let him ease into the season in Des Moines? I think that's an option. I mean, obviously, if he dominates at Sloan, he's an option right out of the gate. But I think Samson out of the gate is more viable. We'll see Wisniewski later. And I think Keegan Thompson's going to be one of the best relievers in this league.
Wait, so you don't think Wisniewski's going to start the year in the big league club?
I think it's potentially he'll start it at AAA Iowa.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, a small chance.
I think he's going to be in the bullpen.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, a lot of time to continue.
There's so
to
many questions,
that.
Man.
I know there's so many.
We could do 6 hours tonight.
People keep asking me, "Wow, has it been hard in the off season?"
Yeah, no.
I said, you know, Sam and I were thinking about that. We were going to be like this. It's been a pleasant surprise.
No, it's been hard to stop the show.
Right. Right. We're up against it right now.
No. And you know, it wouldn't kill Jay to answer some of these questions before Christmas.
Well, my dad was saying today, he was like, when are the Cubs going to make a signing?
No, to be fair.
But nobody has, though.
No, to be fair, November's usually light. December, it picks up. But as somebody that, you know, probably has an undiagnosed anxiety disorder, I am, you know,
you're itching.
Yeah, I'm itching like I just rubbed against some poison ivy.
Well, that was a lot of fun. Our 100th episode, Sam. Be sure to subscribe to the YouTube if you're not yet. Give us a like, comment, all those things. On the audio side, we appreciate everybody's support. Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your pods. And remember, you can drop us a text or now leave a voicemail at 312-834-4634. Thanks for making us your first listen every day. Now make your second, the Locked On Sports Today podcast. Locked On Sports Today is our 22-minute recap of the previous night in sports. It features local experts on each of the big stories, as well as the take of the day from one of the Locked On hosts. That is episode number 100. Anything else, Sam?
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure to have you. He's Sam Olber. I'm Matt Cozy. And this is episode number 100 of Locked On Cubs.